起祷告。Let us pray。爱我们的父神，感谢你在这代降节里，求主你准备我们的心来迎接你的降临。
Loving God, we are grateful for this season of Advent, that we are grateful that you are arriving.
求主你的圣灵来开启我们的心眼，来了解主你话语中的奥秘。
Allow your spirit to open our heart to know the mystery of your words.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们这个世代的人，许多人都出生啊大家庭。
Most of my generation grew up in a big family.
在我们的家里，兄弟姐妹一共九个人。
I have 9 siblings.
我们有七个男的，两个女的。
7 boys and 2 girls.
我记得在我们小时候，兄弟姐妹在墙壁上呢写着自己的名字，然后将身体靠在墙壁上，其他的。这个弟兄姐妹呢拿尺按在头上在墙壁上用铅笔画个记号这个登记你的身体的高度。
I remember growing up that the siblings that would mark our height, name, and the date on the wall and record how our height.
过了一段时间之后呢，再回来量自己的身高发现说，自己的身高长得一寸两寸，或者是一公分两公分，心里非常的高兴并且也为其他的兄弟姐妹的成长高兴欢喜。
After a while, we are really happy to come back and see that we have grown 1 inch, 1 centimeter, and we are also happy for our siblings' growth.
最近我读到一本书，作者分享说，在他们家里，他的父亲每年固定在他的生日的时候拿一把尺叫他靠在那个食品室的门框上然后把尺按在他的头上来做记号，在门框上他的高度。
The author of the book I recently readstated that when he was growing up, his father at his birthday always measured his height at the door of the pantry or door frame.
他小时候长得高，因此他想象说将来有一天呢，他长高高到那个门框的顶上那个时候呢，他可怜的父亲呢，就需要爬上梯子去量他的高度。
He was quite tall as a youngster, so he thought that one day that he would be so tall that above the door frame that his father had to climb up the ladder to measure his height.
在我们成长的过程当中，我们都很高兴呢，看到自己或者其他兄弟姐妹的成长。
We are all happy to see our own.Or our siblings' growth when we're growing up.
我们在神的家里面，在教会里面，当然我们也很高兴去看到大家彼此在属灵的生命上的成长。
In church, God's home, we are also glad to see everybody's growth spiritually.
我们都盼望大家在属灵上都能够像使徒保罗在以弗所书4:43所说的，都得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
We all hope that all of us spiritually will be just like what Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 4:13, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
今天我们借着以弗所书4:11-16以属灵成长的冒险共同来领受神的话语。
Today, from the scripture Ephesians, that let's examine a topic risk of spiritual growth in 3 aspects.
第一，成长的代价。
First, the cost of growth.
使徒保罗要我们了解我们的信仰是充满着活力的它是一种的发展一种的 运动或是活动是一种的过程，把我们从现况当中带领到我们本应该成为的一个人。
Apostle Paul wants us to understand what Mr. Peter Gomez said. Our faith is dynamic. That is a development, a movement, a process that takes us from where we are to where we are meant to be.
我们属灵成长的目标是要达到基督那成熟的高度。
The aim of our spiritual growth is to become mature, to attain the full measure of Christ.
我们在属灵上的成长应该是使我们越来越像我们的主耶稣基督。
And we should be more like Jesus Christ in our spiritual growth.
我们需要有耐心来培养属灵的生命。
We must have patience in nurturing our spiritual growth.
雅各书第五章第七到第八节说，看吧，农夫多么耐心地等待田里宝贵的产物，耐心地盼望着春林秋雨，你们也必须忍耐，你们要抱着坚定的希望，因为主再来的日子快到了。
James 5:7-8 See how the farmer wait for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near.
使徒雅各告诉我们，因为主耶稣基督再来的日子近了。
Apostle Paul James tells us that the day of Jesus coming is near.
我们要准备好自己来迎接耶稣基督的来临。
We need to prepare ourselves for the arrival of Jesus Christ.
甚至或许在耶稣基督还没有来之前，我们就先结束在这个世界上的日子，就先去见他了。
Perhaps we're going to finish this life on this earth before he arrives, and we're going to see him before then.
因此我们要像农夫那样的耐心来培养我们属灵的生命。
Thus we need to nurture our spiritual growth with the patience of a farmer.
雅各以这一段的经文不是针对农夫所说的，而是针对我们每个人所说的。
James' writing is not focused on the farmers but on us.
农夫要栽种农作物直到最后的收成是一个辛苦的工作。
It is extreme hard work for the farmers to receive the crops.
农夫必须努力的经营。
They have to work hard and manage.
雅各提到农夫的耐心等待，并不是说他闲着没事做。
When James mentioned the farmers patiently waiting, doesn't mean that they sit there and do nothing.
相反的，农夫要播种农作物之前，必须先犁田。
On the contrary, when before the farmers sow the crops, they need to plow the field.
松土把土地整理好然后播种。
After they lose the soil, they put the seeds in.
农作物发芽之后要施肥并且经常地来除草。
After it buds, then apply the fertilizers and then constantly remove the weeds.
如果你家里有一个园子种花或是种菜的话，你将了解这个你的这个园子如果将花或蔬菜种下去之后你就不理它，你将发现不久之后整个园子将被杂草所侵占，变成荒废了。
If you have a garden, you will understand that after you plant the vegetable or flowers, if you don't take care of the weeds in a while, you will become a waste.
农夫尽他的所能来栽培他的田园并且耐心地等候春雨或秋雨的来临。当然这秋雨或者春雨这不是他所能控制的这是 需要他仰望神的成就。
The farmers work hard for his field and then wait patiently for the autumn and spring rain, something beyond their control, and this is a blessing from the Lord.
我们期待属灵的生命的成长也是一样，我们要付出代价，就好像农夫最后等待着秋季的收成一样，在这之前他必须努力的工作。
In expecting the result of spiritual growth, we are like the farmers, work hard and expect the harvest in the fall.
我们要有一颗愿意付出代价的心来追求属灵的长进。
In spiritual growth, we need to have a heart willing to pay the price.
希伯来书第四章二十五节说：“你们不可停止聚会，好像那停止惯了的人。”
That's what it said in Hebrews 10:25. Not giving up meeting together, as some in the habit of doing so.
意思就是我们要不停地培养灵命的成长，参加聚会等等，保持我们属灵的火热。
We need to continue to participate in the gathering to nurture our spiritual growth.
提摩太前书第四章第七节，保罗说：“我们要在前进前上面来操练自己。”
1 Timothy 4:7, train yourself to be godly.
在提摩太前书第四章十二节说：“我们要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上。”来操练作为别人的榜样。
And in verse 12, set example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
耶稣对刚要开始来跟随他的门徒，在马太福音16章24节这里说，于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Jesus told his new disciple in Matthew 16:24, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
耶稣告诉我们要有他十字架牺牲的精神，我们才能够真正的活出生命的意义。
Jesus told us that we are going to live the true meaning of life with his sacrificial spirit on the cross.
我最近读到有关希腊东正教，他们在受洗的时候，神职人员呢要举起挂在他胸前的十字架，重重的来打击着要受洗的人。
I recently read about the Orthodox Church baptism that the priest who carried the heavy pectoral cross in front of his chest and hit the one that has been being baptized.
这来提醒他们说，十字架有时候是痛苦的，并且要举起十字架是要付上代价的。
And this to remind them that the cross hurts and it takes price to carry the cross.
这提醒我们，当我们跟随主愿意来付上牺牲的代价的时候，我们将活出耶稣基督的样式。
This reminds us that we're going to live the lifestyle like Christ once we have the sacrificial spirit like Christ.
Charles Francis Adams 逝世，这查理亚当斯第四世，他是美国第六任总统。的第五代家属
Mr. Charles Francis Adams IV is the fifth generation of Mr. John Quincy Adams, the sixth president of the United States.
这个亚当斯第四世，他在1948年开始担任雷神公司第一任的总裁。
And Mr. Adams was the firstCEO of Raytheon Company in 1948.
这个雷神公司就是现在一个国防工业的公司。我的 这个女婿 Ted 她就是在 Raytheon Arizona 那边工作。
My son-in-law is not working for Raytheon Company Arizona。
这个亚当斯第四世呢，1960年到1974年，并且担任这个公司的董事长。
And between 1960 and 1974, Mr. Adams was the chairman of the board.
当有人问亚当斯四世说，你们作为John Quincy Adams 总统的子孙如何能够继续保持着家族很好的传统，在美国的社会上做这么多的贡献呢？
Someone asked Mr. Adams, how do you keep a family tradition and to be a good contribution to the society being as the descendant of Mr. Adams?
亚当斯第四世他这么回答说，身为亚当斯家族的一员是一个全时间的工作。
He replied, being an Adams is a full-time job.
意思就是他要继续将亚当斯家族美好的传统能够对美国社会做正面的贡献传承下去，他必须是坚强的努力上进这是一个好像是全时间的工作。
In order to carry on the tradition of the Adams family to have a positive impact to the American society, he continued to have to work hard, and this is a full-time job.
所以同样我们在耶稣基督的信仰里面不仅仅是得着神在耶稣基督里面救赎的恩典，我们也要继续来培养耶稣基督的品格，照着他的真理来行。
In our faith in Jesus Christ, not only that we receive the salvation from Jesus Christ, we also have continued to nurture our character to follow His truth.
在旧约里面，我们有称呼这些先知叫做小先知与大先知。
There are minor prophets and major prophets in the Old Testament.
先知的大小的差别并不是在于小先知在侍奉神的事工上是小人物，是不重要。
The difference is not that the minor prophet have little impact, they are little people, they have little impact towards the ministry.
大先知不是说他们是大人物他们的事工是非常的重要，他们的使命重要。
And the major prophets carry a major mission, not so.
小先知与大先知的差别那是在于说他们所写圣经那些书卷的篇幅的大小分别。
And the difference between the minor prophet and the major prophet is the volume of their book in the Bible.
比如以赛亚、亚利米、以西结、丹尼尼先知他们所写的书卷是比较大所以称为大先知。
For instance, the bigger volumes such as Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, they are made major prophets.
比如弥迦先知称为小先知，还有其他一共12位，因为他们的书卷比较小。
Micah and the other 12 minor prophets, their book volume are smaller. They were called minor prophets.
很多人很多时候很困难去找到那些小先知的书卷在圣经里面到底是在哪里，因为那些书卷很小。
Many have difficulty in finding them in the Bible because of the small volume.
但是这不代表他们的信息不重要。
Smaller volume doesn't mean that their message is not important.
比如弥迦是小先知，但是他却传达一个非常重要、非常重大的信息。
Micah, being as a minor prophet, expressed a very important message.
弥迦书第六章第八节，他说：“世人啊，耶和华已经指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义、好怜悯、 存谦卑的心与你的神同行。
Micah 6:8, He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
在我们属灵的生活里面，神要求我们要去活出他的公义在行为上表现，来实践神的怜悯，他的爱心存谦卑的心与我们的神同行。
In our spiritual life, God wants us to act justly, and in our behavior, God wants us to walk with Him, with His mercy, with His love, and His humbleness.
今天是代降节的第一个主日，我们准备先迎接圣诞的来临。
Today is the first week of Advent. We welcome the arrival of Christmas.
我们将会在圣诞节之前与去年一样要以实际的行动来关心社区以此来庆祝神对我们世人的爱。
We as a church are going to celebrate Christmas the same as last year. We're going to use our action to care for our community to show how God loves us.
我们在属灵的旅程当中经常需要来面对新的挑战。
We're going to face new challenges in our spiritual journey.
我们要踏出信心的脚步。
Let's step up our faith.
冒险去做神所要求我们做的事甚至我们要有耶稣基督牺牲的精神，这样我们属灵的生命将逐渐来成长，像我们的主耶稣基督一样。
Take a risk to do what God wants us to do with the sacrificial spirit of Jesus Christ. Then our spiritual life is going to grow into just like Jesus Christ.
第二，成长带来改变。
Second, changes comes with growth.
伍德罗·威尔森，美国第28任的总统这么说：如果你要制造敌人，你去改变一些东西。
Mr. Woodrow Wilson, the 28th president of the U.S. said, "If you want to make enemies, change something."
这句话告诉我们。很少人喜欢或者欢迎改变。
This word tells us that very few people likes or welcome changes.
你要改变一些东西，将引起人起来反对你。
Once you want to change something, someone is going to against you.
所有的改变不都代表进步，但是不改变将不会进步。
Not all changes.Bring progress, but without change, there will be no progress.
我们属灵的生命要不断的长进，长进带来改变。
We need to grow in our spiritual growth, and then the growth will bring us changes.
我们在属灵的生活上要冒险去尝试新的属灵的经验。
We need to take a risk.To experience this new spiritual journey in our spiritual life.
我们来看一种的水果。
Let's take a look at durian.
这个是什么东西？
Durian.
东南亚盛产榴莲这种的食物。
Durian comes from Southeast Asia.
这种的水果很争议性。
A controversial fruit.
喜欢的人说这是水果王。
Some say it's the king of fruit.
好甜，好香，实在是很好吃。
So sweet, so tastes good.
不喜欢的人说这种水果非常的臭味避而远之。
Some don't like and think that this stinks and they stay away from it.
稍微做一个调查，喜欢吃榴莲的人举手。
Please raise your hand if you like that.
放下不喜欢吃榴莲的人请举手。
You don't like it.
你看这么多很争议性。这个很多从未尝试过这种水果的人听别人说这种水果很臭很可怕 很难吃，因此他们就不敢去碰它。
Some have never tried this fruit before, but they, when they heard that this fruit stinks, they try to stay away from it.
但是有些人虽然以前没有尝试过榴莲这种的水果，他们尝试吃了一下，觉得很香甜，因此从此以后爱上了榴莲。
There were some who had never tried them before. After they tried it, they started falling in love with durian.
也就好像在我们教会弟兄姐妹里面，很多人出自民俗宗教拜拜的家庭。
Just like some of our brothers and sisters in our family, they all come from the family with a folk religion.
我们曾经听到他们说他们的父母亲交代子女们说，你们到外地，甚至到美国，不要去信教，不要到教会去。
We have heard that their parents told them that when you go to the United States, do not be a Christian, don't go to church.
但是后来因为一些的原因因素，竟然去了教会。
And for some reasons, they started to come to church.
父母知道了之后就说，好了，你去教会就好了，不要信。
And then some parents will tell them that just go to church is okay, just don't believe in it.
后来又知道了，受洗了，信主了，然后就说，你信了就好了，不要太虔诚。
And then they become baptized and tell them that, oh, you're baptized, okay, but just don't be too serious.
后来又虔诚起来了，父母亲都说，好了，你虔诚好，不要去当牧师就好了。
And then they become serious, okay, you can be serious, it's okay, but just don't be a pastor.
感谢主，在我们的家族里面的不仅鼓励信主呢，并且又鼓励献身侍奉。
I'm grateful in my family not only that encourage us to believe in God, but help and they encourage us to serve God.
以上我所提到这个例子，只是想帮助我们来了解，我们觉得一般的生活就很好了。
This example helps us to understand that when we feel that our life is good.
我们不喜欢有什么东西来打乱我们的生活。
We don't want anything to disturb it.
我们不喜欢去改变。
We don't like changes.
我们怕改变将带来一个从来未经过的，带我们进入那个新的领域。
We don't want to face that unexperienced arena that when we face, when we change.
这是我们的心里不自在。
That's why we feel unease.
彼此我们需要去做一些新的调整。
And that forces us to make some adjustments.
但是在主耶稣基督的信仰里面，将带给我们生命一个新的改变，充满着主的喜乐、意义与盼望。
But we, our life will be changed.When we believe in Jesus Christ, we're going to feel with joy, meaning, hope, and no fear.
所以我们不必要去害怕在主耶稣基督里面所带来新的改变。
So, do not be afraid about the changes in Jesus Christ.
诗篇三十四篇第八节说你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Psalm 34:8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him.
当我们愿意踏出我们人生的脚步，来尝试主恩的滋味，我们将经历神的美善。
We are going to experience the taste of good of Jesus Christ and experience the goodness of the Lord when we step our step into our life.
同时我们已经尝到主恩之美善的人也应当在属灵的生命上继续的成长。
And for those who have experienced that God is good, we need to continue to grow in our spiritual journey.
每日继续来体验神之新的恩典在我们的身上。
To experience a new grace every day.
我们要接受改变，继续的成长。
To accept change and continue to grow.
罗马书十二章第二节，使徒保罗勉励我们说：“不要效法 这个世界只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Romans 12:2 Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
纽约时报曾刊载一则故事，说有一个游民在华尔街Goldman Sachs 高盛金融服务业公司的门口拿着一个马口铁鳖在那边喊着说连钱连钱连钱 change 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 要人这个施舍给他零钱。
A story was reported in the New York Times that a homeless man was in front of the building of the Goldman Sachs with a tin cup in his hand and shout change change change。
我们知道在英文 change 两种意思，一种意思可以说零钱 change， 另外一种意思是改变。
Change can mean change of money or change change。
这位游民在那边喊着 change change 的时候呢，有一位年轻的这个证券经纪人从这个 Goldman Sachs 公司冲出来，听见他说这个change change change。
And a young stockbroker came out from the Goldman Sachs and heard change change change。
他以为这个人喊着说要改变要改变要改变。
He heard change change change。
所以呢，这个证券经纪人呢，就回答他说：“哈，我在努力着，哈，我在努力着，我在努力着，要改变。”
And he replied, "I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying."
我们拥有耶稣基督的生命，我们的生命应当要有什么样的改变呢
？What kind of change we're going to get once we have Jesus Christ in our life?
我们在主耶稣基督里面应当改变，来充满着主的爱心、同情、仁慈、谦卑、温和、耐心、彼此的接纳、彼此的赦免等等。
In Christ, our life is going to attain the fullness of Jesus Christ, and that is love, compassion, kindness.Humbleness, gentleness, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness.
一位英国现代的基督徒作家，他这么说：如果许多教会充满了人，而那些人出去教会的时候，跟他们进来的时候完全的一样，那这样并没有什么好处。
One English contemporary Christian writer wrote, "There is little good in filling church with people who go out exactly the same as they came in."
这些话对我们每一位神的儿女一个很大的挑战与提醒。
This is a great challenge and reminder to each one of us, God's children.
就是当我们每次到神的圣殿来敬拜他。的时候，我们存着尊主为大，让主的圣灵来改变我们，来感动我们。因此，我们要从教会出去的时候，与刚进来的时候不同。
Thus, when we come to God's King, God's temple and worship Him, we regard Him as our King.Then God's Holy Spirit moves us and changes us. That's when we are different when we walk out of the house of the church.
我们应当这样，从教会出去的时候与刚才进来的时候不同了。
So we should be different when we walk out of the church as we came in.
我们从主得着了。更大的信心来面对每天生活的挑战。
We received greater faith to face the challenge of our daily life.
我们以耶稣基督更大的爱来爱人， 来爱神。
If we love others with Christ's love.
这个礼拜，当我们从教会出去的时候，我们将有什么不同的表现、不同的做法呢？
How different are you? How different am I that when we walk out of church this coming Sunday?
让我们在主的面前来提醒。
Let us all remind ourselves.
第三，以基督为中心的生活。
And the third point today is a life that with God as center.
再回到以弗所书第四章十一十二节说，他就是神啊，指定有些人做使徒，有些人做先知，有些人传福音，有些人做牧师或教师啊，目的是要准备上帝的子民为他工作，建立教会，就是基督的身体。
Ephesians 4:11. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, to equip his people for works of his service, of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
神是给我们不同的才能，当然还有其他很多这些恩赐才能，不能够一一来列入在里面。神是给我们很多不同这些的恩赐才能，为的是要我们以耶稣基督为中心来建立他的身体，就是教会。
There are many talents that God gave us. We cannot list it here one by one. But all the talents allow us to serve God as God's center and to build God's, that is His church.
当我们一起在同工建立耶稣基督的教会的时候，很重要，我们要以爱心说诚实话。
When we work together in God's church, very important is that we need to speak in the truth in love.
在十五节继续说，我们要以耶稣基督为我们的头。
Ephesians 4:15, to regard Christ as our head.
我们以耶稣基督为中心，他是我们的头，因此我们在服事上应当互相的配合，彼此的联络，各肢体发挥这些的功用。
We regard Christ as center, as our head. Thus, in our service, we join and held together by every supporting ligament, as each part does its work.
在这些经文里面。我们来了解侍奉上重要的功课。
We learned a very important lesson in our service.
不以自己的主见为中心，乃是以耶稣基督为中心。
Not self-centered, but with Christ as our center.
应当学习彼此的同工，彼此的搭配。
And we learn to work as a team.
以基督的爱，彼此的接纳。彼此的赦免
to accept and forgive with Christ's love.
因为知道我们共同在建立神的国度，他的教会。
Know that we're building God's kingdom and His church.
有一个 Eddie Cavill 这个卡维尔护士的雕像。
The statue of Nurse Edith Cavill.
卡维尔是英国的护士。
Miss Cavill was a British nurse.
她服务于比利时的一间养老院。
Who served in a hospital in a nursing home in Belgium.
在第二次大战期间，她不分国籍来帮助德国、法国与英国的伤兵。
During World War II, he helped German, French, or English soldiers.
他并且帮助了200名同盟国的士兵逃离被德国占领的比利时到荷兰去。
He helped 200 Allied soldiers to the Netherlands from the Nazi-occupied Belgium.
对他来讲，没有敌人，双方都是他需要照顾的。
Both sides are the one that seek care for.
他被德军逮捕以叛国罪处死。
He was sentenced to death by the Nazis because of treason.
他被处死之前这么说，当我站在此地以神与永恒的眼光来看，我了解爱国主义是不够的，我必须对任何人不怀怨恨与苦毒。
She said before she died, standing as I do in view of God and eternity, I realize that patriotism is not enough. I must have no hatred or bitterness toward anyone.
卡维尔护士以基督更大的爱去照顾任何国籍的伤兵。
Miss Carville took care of the wounded soldier from any nation with God's love.
在英国伦敦之楚法格广场附近，就是有几个卡维尔护士的大理石的雕像。
And the statue of Miss Carville was now sitting by the Trafalgar Square in London.
所以我们看到在这个雕像的支柱上面刻着卡维尔的话，说爱国主义是不够的。
And what she said, patriotism is not enough, was carved at the base of the statue.
爱国主义是不够的。
Patriotism is not enough.
我们尽忠于国家是应该的。
We do need to be patriotic.
一个基督徒也应该是一个好的国民。
A Christian should be a good citizen.
但正如卡维尔护士所说的，爱国主义是不够的。
Yet, as Miss Carville said, patriotism is not enough.
因为从神之永恒的眼光来看，我们又是天国的国民。
For from the perspective of God's eternity, we are all kingdom, we are the citizen of God's kingdom.
我们是参与在建立神的国度。
We participate in building God's kingdom.
我们在建立耶稣基督的身体，他的教会。
We are building church, the body of Christ.
因此就好像这样，在神的教会里面，我们不分国度，我们不分种族，所有这些的人都是我们所爱的、所关心的。
So in our church, despite nationality, despite ethnicity, we love with God's love.
因此，我们以基督为中心，以主的爱来怀着更广阔的心胸与度量，彼此的相爱，彼此的同工。彼此的搭配来建立耶稣基督的身体，来荣耀主。
Thus we regard Christ as center. With God's love, we have a wider and gracious mind to love one another, to work with one another as a team to build up the body of Christ to glorify God's name.
从今天的经文里面，我们看到成长的代价。
This morning we studied the risk of spiritual growth.
我们要用心在属灵的追求，礼拜、读经、团契等等。
We have to be personally committed to personal growth with our daily devotion and participate in church's activities.
成长带来改变。
And the growth will bring us changes.
接受主的真理与圣灵的改变，让我们更像我们的主耶稣。
Receive the Holy Spirit to allow us to be more like Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣基督里面，我们成为新造的人，我们自己先得着改变。
In Christ, we become new and we are changed.
因此，我们得着信心的力量来面对每天生活的挑战。
Thus, we receive the power of faith, receive the daily activities.
并以更大的爱心去爱人、爱神。
And to love others, to love God with the greater love that Jesus Christ loved us.
并且我们知道，我们要以耶稣为我们生活的中心。
And we need to regard Christ as the center of our life.
在属灵的生命上的长进，使我们更是能够去爱神、爱人，以耶稣基督为首。
And then regard Christ as center to love God, to love others with our spiritual growth.
谦卑在主的面前，我们来服侍主，建立主的教会，将主的福音来分享给许多还没认识他的人。
and to serve in this church to allow people to know him. Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你的恩典临到我们每一人。
Father God, we are grateful for your grace to be upon us.
吸引我们到主面前来亲近你。
To allow us to come to you and worship you, to be close to you.
也吸引我们到主面前来称为你的儿女。
That we are grateful to be able to become your child.
也让我们在属灵的生命上继续的长进。
Allow us to grow spiritually.
能够有主耶稣基督成长的样式。
And to have the fullness of Christ.
来服侍你，来爱人。
To serve you and to love others.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.